Ever had dreams that were so clear you knew exactly what they were saying and what you needed to do? Ever had dreams that were so abstract you didn't have a clue what they meant or not what you needed to do? Ever had dreams while you were awake that helped you consider them and wonder how they could be possible? Ever had dreams that caused you to start strategizing, start planning, and start working towards it? Ever had dreams that seemed so big that they caused fear? Ever had dreams that seemed so amazing you wondered how it could be possible or how you were supposed to respond? How did you respond? Where did you turn for wisdom and guidance? What happened? I have a many stories, but will only share one that started when I was young before we jump into today's devotional. As an 8-year-old boy, I had a dream to get a horse. I considered getting a paper route to be able to save up and get a horse and continue the math, fortunately for both our sakes, and realized the paper route could get me a horse but it wouldn't be able to sustain the horse's boarding, food, and general care. Time shift over 20 years, and as I was driving my, I thought about those younger days and asked God, God, if it was your will or your dream of me having a horse, could you find me a place within 20 minutes of the church? I felt this memory come back from a sermon I had heard about it being easier to steer a car that is moving and figured that meant I needed to start looking. So when I got home, I hopped onto the internet and started looking for property within 20 minutes of the church, and unfortunately for me they were way out of my price range, being millions of dollars each. I didn't give up though, because God told me I was to get moving. We have a friend who was working in real estate, and so we asked for his help. We saw 20 places where they said horses welcomed, but we had two requirements. 1, my wife liked the house, and 2, the property was horse ready. Unfortunately, none of them met our requirements. Then we saw house 21, it was a bit higher than the price range we had been looking at, but when we saw it, we both agreed this was it. The house had so many of our dream home features. The yard included a beautiful pasture that someone had been keeping their horses in. They asked if they could stay, and I said, of course, wouldn't the field be a waste if there weren't moving lawn ornaments? Over time, friends brought their horses to our field and offered my daughter a pony. I told them they could as long as they taught her to take care of it. Then I stated to ask God about the reality that my daughter got a pony, but what about my horse? He reminded me how I had been taking care of one horse for years. The owner had stopped coming out to care for the horse, and the only part I didn't do was buy him. I did get the full experience of owning a horse. God is so good and so faithful. There was the dream of becoming president of the Homeowners Association. There was the dream to lead a camp for foster kids. There was a dream to become a manager. There are so many, and how God brought them to be was and continues to be so incredible. God created you on purpose, with purpose, and for a purpose. God has created you with and given you gifts and talents to enable you to fulfill your purpose. Dash. The 1-Year Daily Insights with Zig Ziglar and Dr. Ike Reigert. For May 6th. Dash. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Dash. Memory verse of the day. Greater than I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Greater than. Greater than Psalms 139:14. Dash. Points from the devotional. Are you living your life in humility? Are you living your life with confidence? Do you realize it is possible to live with both? Do you realize they aren't in opposition to one another? Do you realize that you can have both when you take hold of the truth of today's verse? Fearfully and wonderfully made by God. Do you realize that when God created you, when He made you in your mother's womb, that He created you with abilities, intellect, talents, skills, and capabilities? Do you realize that God hardwired them all into your DNA? Do you realize that God shaped them through life experiences? Do you realize that God is going ahead of preparing in advance the good works He has for you to accomplish? Do you realize that you are God's masterpiece? Do you realize you are an amazing product of God's handiwork? Do you realize how He has crafted you? Are you able to use it for His glory in accordance with His plans and purposes? So let's remember we are His design. So let's remember that we can't take credit because it was He who created us. So let's remember it is God working in and through us that is why we are able to be disciplined and have desires to excel. Let's be focusing on putting our lives into His hands and to accomplish His will. Will you be humble enough to submit your life to God to accomplish His will and His purpose and His plan? Will you be confident enough to submit your life to God to accomplish His will and His purpose and His plan? Don't fall into pride. Pride comes before the fall. Don't allow the devil to fool you into thinking it is all about you. Beware of prideful people and look into finding what it is they are trying to hide, what insecurities are causing this behavior. Let's live with humility and confidence in God so that we are able to appreciate the strengths God has given us as well as to use them for His glory with excellence, giving Him all the praise, the honor, and the glory. So let's live out our today as happy today because this is the day that the Lord has made, so we can rejoice and be glad in it. Are you ready to live it out praising God for the gifts and talents He has given you, being fearfully and wonderfully made? Let's make our focus on glorifying God. Discussion topics from today's devotional. What are the strengths God has hardwired into you or developed in you through experiences? Relating to people. Being able to relate to both guys and girls. Being able to look at things from an optimistic/positive way. What difference does IT make to realize that God created you with your abilities and that they are gifts from Him to you? It is transformational. Before God, it was hard and laborious to try to live that way, and I kept looking for ways to fill that emptiness/hole with other relationship. Since God, I have a relationship with Him, and it is from the overflow of my relationship with Him that I am able to pour into the lives of others. Quotes from today's devotional. Greater than man, made in the image of God, has a purpose to be in relationship to God, who is there. Man forgets his purpose and thus he forgets who he is and what life means. Greater than Francis Schaeffer. Today's reading from Tanakh. 2 Kings 10, Sepharia.org 2 Kings 11, Sepharia.org 2 Kings 12, Sepharia.org. So has God given you a dream? Are you meditating on it? Are you thinking about it? Are you planning how you might accomplish it? Don't try to do it alone. Don't try to do it all in your own strength. Trust God. Invite Him in. Ask Him for wisdom and discernment. Ask Him for favor and friendships. Ask Him for helpers. Ask Him for provision and direction. Allow Him to get you to where you need to be. Where are you at today? Are you looking for guidance? Are you wondering where to turn? Are you at the end of your rope and needing help? Are you ready for some help? Are you ready to turn to God and ask? Seek? Knock? Let's pray together. Did you pray with me? Would you be willing to leave me a comment so that I can pray with and for you about such an incredible decision? Or if you don't feel comfortable leaving a comment on my blog, why not email or text me instead?